The Mishnah seems to be mashma that if he does have a wound on his foot, he is allowed to go out with just one sandal. The question is, which foot does he wear that sandal on? The one with the makkah, the one with the wound, or the one without the wound? Rav Huna says it means he's allowed to wear the sandal on the foot that has the wound, because the sandal is there to prevent the pain that's caused on the wound when walking. So if he wears the sandal on the foot with the wound, people realize that he has a wound, and that's why he has to be more careful with that foot, and they won't think that he's carrying the other sandal, and they won't make fun of him. Therefore, you have no gzera. Chia Barav said it means he wears the sandal on the other foot, because the sandal is there for comfort. When you have the wound, you can't wear the sandal, because that will just agitate the wound. Again, people will see that he has a wound, and that's why he's not wearing the second sandal. So the people won't think he's carrying it, and people won't make fun of him that he's not wearing a second sandal. Therefore, you have no gzera. Rav Yochanan, we find, also must hold like Rav Huna, because when Rav Yochanan asked Rav Shimon bar Abba to give him a shoe, Rav Shimon gave Rav Yochanan the right shoe. Rav Yochanan said, by giving me the right shoe, you're making me like someone with a wound, because the Gemara feels it means that Rav Yochanan wouldn't put on his left shoe after he put on his right shoe. We'll see in a minute why. And therefore, if he put on his right shoe, he'd be without a shoe on his left foot, and he'd be like someone that has a wound on his right foot, and that's why he'd be like someone wearing a shoe on his right foot. So you see that it must be Rav Yochanan holds that you wear the shoe on the foot with the wound. Or it says no proof. It could be Rabbi Yochanan was saying that by wearing it on his right foot, the shoe on his right foot, it would be like he has a wound on his left foot, and that's why he's not putting on. Maybe he has, maybe he holds like a chiyah barav. Therefore, no raya. Rabbi Yochanan is following a shita elsewhere. You know why? Once he put on his right shoe, he wouldn't put on his left shoe, because he holds it just like tefillin is put on the left hand. So two shoes also must be put on the left foot first, and then on the right foot. There is a brisa that says that you're supposed to put on the right shoe before the left shoe. Based on this, you have Rabbi Yochanan who says the first the left shoe, the brisa that says first the right shoe. Rabbi Yosef says that whatever one does is good. Abaye says, who knows, maybe Rabbi Yochanan didn't hear of this brisa, so maybe Rabbi Yochanan heard of this brisa, but he argued on this brisa. So how could you say just whatever you do is good? We don't know what Rabbi Yochanan really held. Rav Nachman Yosef says a Yir Shemayim can do both, because he was referring to the Mar Baravina, who would put the right shoe on first, but he would tie the left one on first. Rav Ashi says Rav Kahana wasn't particular about which shoe he put on first. The Braisa says you put on your right shoe first. When you're taking off your shoes, you take off the left shoe first. Also, when washing, you wash the right side of your body first and then the left side. Same thing when you're smearing on oil and stuff like that. But if you're doing your entire body, then the head goes first, because the head is the most important part of the body. Mishnah says v'lo b'tefillin. Mishnah says you're not allowed to tefillin outside on Shabbos. Rav Safa said this is not only according to the Shita that it holds that there's no mitzvah tefillin on Shabbos. Even according to the Shita that says there is a mitzvah of tefillin on Shabbos, still you're not allowed to wear them outside, because you may need to remove them when you're walking in the Rishus HaRabim. You have to go to the bathroom, whatever it is, and that may lead you to carry them 4 amos in Rishus HaRabim. Others say that Rav Safa was going on the end of the Mishnah where he says there's no chatas for doing so. Rav Safa said there's no chatas even according to the Shita that says there's no mitzvah of tefillin on Shabbos. If someone did wear them outside, there's still no chiyav chatas according to him, because it's worn like a malbush, and therefore it's not considered to be a masui. Mishnah said, "V'loy b'kemeya b'zman she'ena min hamumcha." Rav Papa says, as long as the person who wrote it is a mumcha, that's enough for this case. We don't have to also prove that the kemeya itself is effective as well. And this we can see this from the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says she'ena min hamumcha, from a person who's a mumcha. Meaning, we don't care about whether or not the kemeya has been proven as working 3 times. The main thing is that the writer of the kemeya has to be someone who's a proven mumcha that his kemeyas work. Bryce says that a proven kemeya is something that healed 3 times, even if it healed the same person. But if a kemeya healed someone 3 times, then it's a proven kemeya. Whether it's a written form of kemeya or one of these kemeyas that have different spices and stuff like that inside, it can be worn on Shabbos by a chayla sheyesh by sakana, by chayla sheein by sakana. It can be worn to cure a person. It can be worn to prevent, as a preventative for a person. And a person is even allowed to tie it and untie it in the Rishus HaRabim, as long as it's not tied like a charm to a bracelet or ring, because then it looks like it's not being done for a fuah, but for as a tachshit, and it's really not a tachshit. Another price we see to prove the writer as an expert, it actually has to write 3 kemeyas that heal 3 different sicknesses. That's when you're proving that the writer is a mumcha. But as to prove the kemeya is a mumcha, like we said in the first price, that that's even the same person can be healed 3 times. That still proves that the kemeya is a good kemeya. So if Papa says someone writes 3 kemeyas, each for a different person, and each kemeya heals 3 times, then both the person and the kemeya have been proven as mumchas and effective. If someone writes 3 kemeyas, each for a different person, and each kemeya heals 1 person, the person is considered to be a mumcha now, but the kemeyas are not yet proven. If someone writes 1 kemeya that heals 3 people, the kemeya is proven, but the person is not. Rav Papa's question is, what if someone writes 3 kemeyas that heal 1 person from 3 different sicknesses? Is the person a mumcha, or is the sick person's mazel? We say it's a sick person's mazel that'll help them heal, but it's not really the kemeyas. Teiku. Or he asked, do kemeyas have kedusha? Well, we learned that you're not allowed to save them from a fire on Shabbos if you have to be over by carrying them. So the question is, so you see that, look, after that, they don't have kedusha. We also learned that anything that that has the Shem Hashem needs Kneza, so Kemeus would also need Kneza. So Lagabi, that we know. The question is regarding a bathroom. Could they be brought into a bathroom or not? Now, our mission is Mashmah that a proven Kemeus could be worn in Rishus HaRab. Now, you may have to go to the bathroom on Shabbos when you walk out there. So the fact that we're not afraid that you're going to take it off to go to the bathroom must be you're allowed to wear it into the bathroom. And the Braisa says this applies whether it's a written Kemeus or a spices Kemeus. So therefore, you see, even a written Kemeus could be brought into the bathroom. Where it says the Mishnah could be talking about where the Kemeus is covered over with a piece of leather, and therefore it's no riot that could be brought into a bathroom straight without any covering. This is different than the parshas of tefillin, which are covered over with leather, and they can't be brought into the bathroom. That's because the leather covering of the tefillin with the shin itself has kedusha, and therefore even with the leather covering around the parshas, it still can't be brought into the bathroom. Just said v'lebi shirion v'lebi kasta v'loi b'magapayim. Shirion is a coat of armor. Rav explained that a kasta is a leather helmet that's worn under the metal helmet of the coat of armor. And Rav explained that magapayim is a metal protection worn by soldiers to protect their feet and their lower legs.